This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Angela. Coming up in a moment, Convoy of Hope is on the ground in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. Hear the latest and how you can help. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
Hurricane Ida, a Category 4 storm, ripped through Louisiana over the weekend and left catastrophic damage in its wake. Convoy of Hope Vice President of Public Engagement and National Spokesperson Ethan Forhetz, who is on the ground with 23 other members of the convoy team, said that this storm has caused unique challenges in the organization's efforts to get relief supplies to people who need them most. Those issues, however, have not deterred the team from carrying out its mission to feed the hungry and bring help and hope to communities that need it most. Forhetz shared, the roads in and out have been extremely difficult to get through, and some are even underwater. Some of these areas have been hit very hard, and there are a lot of issues here. We've had communication issues with some of the churches and some of the cities we've been wanting to get to. People have been unable to take our calls because of the power outages and other issues. We've sent scout teams to see how we can navigate where we're going, and it's been difficult. But honestly, we have the best people working at Convoy of Hope, he adds. Their hearts are so genuine, and it's very uplifting for me to see it. They're working very hard. We've learned to be flexible, to call audibles. That's what we're doing now. Monday evening, Convoy of Hope's team set up camp at Household of Faith Church in Gonzales, a small city an hour north of New Orleans. With 19 service giant emergency vehicles, Forhetz says the team was forced to consolidate relief supplies into smaller vehicles so they could make their way into areas to help the victims of the storm. Convoy of Hope is on the ground, serving those in desperate need. But no matter where you are, you can still help those in need at this time of crisis. Here are a few ways you can make a difference and provide hope for Hurricane Ida survivors. First, we can pray. Second, we can donate. Unrestricted donations give Convoy of Hope the greatest amount of flexibility when responding to disasters and other needs around the world. Every unrestricted dollar given to Feed the World Fund creates 5 times the impact. Unrestrained donations may be made at convoyofhope.org. Donations specifically for our Hurricane Ida response can be made online or by texting IDA IDA to 68828. I'm Angela Donatio. Join me on my Make Life Matter podcast. You'll hear compelling conversations with leading voices that will inspire us to discover miracles in life's messy moments and ground our worth in the Word instead of the narrative of the world. You can find my Make Life Matter podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, One Story Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is Angela with Truth That Matters.